Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club Podcast. All right. Wow. Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Kaufman. We are live here at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Well, we're live. We're alive. You're watching when it airs. But
currently alive.
Subscribe, like, share. Share with your friends. Hit that subscribe button right there. Just do it. Subscribe, follow. New episodes every Monday. I'm here now with another, with really one of my favorite people. I love you so much,
JC Karyas. I love you so much, dude. Thank you so much. I love the club. I love you. This has been, every time you bring me back, it brings me joy. And I'm always here having a blast.
We've known each other a good 12, 13 years, something.
Literally something like that. And, like for the, not the majority of my comedy careering, but like a lot of it. I mean, minus what, like 6 years of it, give or take.
And outside of just you as a person, I love, it's like Derek Stroop, dude. I love that high energy.
The yelling, comedy.
And you do it in such a universal way that just everybody just, it just.
You're going to make me blush.
I'll tell you a story. I think I may have told you before, but I'm going to tell you.
Honey.
We run reels before the shows for upcoming comedians, and the clip we played of you was the only clip that every single time got a round of applause.
Let's go.
Just from the pre-show clip.
Like, do you remember what joke it was? One where I screamed, oh wait, is that the whole act?
it was from a Don't Tell show. God, maybe an Airplane, the pro wrestling.
That might be the one. Yeah. I get a lot of love on that one. I get a lot of, like, the Airplane joke, I feel like, connects with people in a way where it's like, because I'm such a big dude. Yeah. And I don't just connect with people on the big dudeness of it. Like, people buy into it because they're like, oh, it shows so much of the personality alongside it being a big guy joke. And I feel like, what you want to do when you're like a fat comic, like, cause that's what I am. Right. I want to do jokes that are funny, not just funny, because I'm a fat guy, you know,
you're a comic.
That's what I'm saying. No, comedy
doesn't care what you look like. It doesn't care. You sleep. Comedy only cares if you're funny. And that's true. You know what I was thinking of when you were calling yourself fat? I was like, the first time you worked the club, we didn't have a solid hotel. Like we had a hotel, but it was kind of, maybe they were sold out or something. I don't know.
No, oh, yeah, I remember.
And the hotel I put you at was, it's in Overland Park. It's supposed to be a nice hotel, but you get in the car and you're like, there's like hookers in the.
Dude, it was crazy. Like the amount of, like, my neighbors got knocks all night. Like,
oh my God.
And they weren't like, hey, it's your buddy Knox. They were like, we're here for business, Knox. And it was fucking horrifying.
Did you knock?
No. I absolutely did not knock, dude.
You're just laying in bed. Stop knocking!
No, I did not make a noise. Oh, I just laid there like, oh no. This poor woman. Why? I mean, must be in demand, but at the same time, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. Now, you know what it was? Also, there were just people in the hallways and shit. I think I specifically.
We moved you, right?
No.
I offered to move you, and you said,
I was like, no, I've.
I'm like, please let. And you're like.
And I was like, no, I've slept in trash. I live in trash. Like, no. I'm Oscar the Grouch. I think when you've done comedy long enough, like. Like, I've stayed in so many, like, comedy condos where I'm like, I mean, a hotel is better than this, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if there's weird randomness inside of it. I was in,
I'm grateful for the relationship we have with our hotel now. It's been pretty
consistent. Oh, my God. And so. let me address that now. The hotels that I'm put in now, chef's kiss. Perfect. I love the one that's right here.
Yeah.
The one you always put me in. I love it. It's right next to an AMC. I'm a big movie
guy. Tons of
guy. Shopping,
things to do. I just 5 minutes from the club.
I see a movie. I walk my ass to a movie theater. If you put any comedy club in the future, if they know, like, just put your comics near a place.
A coffee shop and a movie theater.
A coffee shop, a movie theater, and a fucking place to get a fucking burrito. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a happy boy.
I mean, there's a steakhouse and a sushi house in the hotel.
Let's not get crazy. I'm not going to go to a steakhouse or a sushi shop when I'm on the road.
You should, man. You should.
I mean, maybe. But I'm not somebody out here trying to take care of myself that way, I guess.
What were you talking about sandwiches? You were saying something about when right before we hit record. You started talking about sandwiches, and I'm like, just record. Just hit record.
I have a very strong opinion about sandwiches.
Okay.
When you're a sandwich shop, if you don't have a grill, if you do not do grilled sandwiches, you're not a sandwich shop. You're a deli.
Oh, okay.
It's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
If you don't do hot sandwiches that are grilled foods off of a grill into a sub roll, you're not a sandwich shop. You're a deli.
Yeah.
That's my personal feeling about it.
I don't always think of hot sandwiches when I think of a deli either.
No. A deli is a deli.
They can be toasted. Like you have the option.
They can toast the bread and stuff like that, but I'm talking about like the meat.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the meat, bro. I'm this guy.
I want the meat.
With the Philly cheese, the cheese whiz, I don't care. No, we're not doing it.
I don't want
cheese whiz.
I don't want cheese whiz.
Not on a sandwich. Not on a sandwich.
I don't want it.
Perhaps on a Ritz.
I don't want it on a sandwich. You're right. If somebody's like, do you want some cheese whiz on a cracker?
Maybe.
I will choose that. If it's the only option.
If that's the option.
Like, all right, this is what we're doing.
Fine, we're doing Cheese Whiz on crackers. But I will accept it.
Buying Cheese Whiz at the...
No! 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 It's like the idea that after they make this beautiful...
I like cheese from the deli.
They're making this beautiful sandwich, and they're cooking the meat, and then like sizzling peppers and onions, and then they're like... We don't need it. I don't care if it's a Philadelphia staple. I don't.
I hardly go Velveeta, man. Like, it's like.
Sure. I mean, like, if you're going to do mac and cheese or something in the. But you still need to put it. It has to be heated. I don't like this straight from the can.
Do you
stuff.
Eat macaroni? I get that. Are you a macaroni and cheese guy?
I mean, not as much as you'd. Surprisingly, not as much as you'd think.
What about ramen?
I love ramen.
So here's, I've always said there's two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
Ramen or macaroni and cheese.
I like ramen better.
And you're the ramen guy.
It's the hotness of it, the heat.
You can have hot macaroni and cheese. It does cool off after.
I just think that I'm a noodles guy.
And when you're broke in your 20s, teens, 50s, whatever, like, I'll tell you, especially in your like 20s, yes. As a broke cop, whatever, you're that. 39-cent box of macaroni and cheese, or your how much is ramen?
Like, and I was always the ramen guy, and
ramen's cheaper, wasn't it?
But I didn't do it. I didn't do it as like the soup. Like most people eat it as the soup. Okay. I remove all of the water for the most part, and then season. Just I do like a half seasoning packet on it.
So you strain it and then just add it to the noodles,
and then add the seasoning to the noodles, and then I'll put like chicken on it or something like that.
Oh,
grilled chicken. I'm a meat guy.
Aren't you fancy?
I'm a fancy meat boy.
Like you could, so you eat ramen and you can afford meat?
Well, I mean, I think that even when I was very broke, you could still buy chicken and cook it.
Chicken's so expensive these days. Like
chicken,
I buy chicken now.
If you try and buy what a chicken makes these days, just call, get a loan. You can't buy eggs. I'm so happy I'm not an egg person. I can't. People love eggs.
What were some of the other broke foods you ate? Like,
oh, I was for a long time. It was those like really cheap frozen pizzas. I sustained myself off of like $2-3 frozen tombstones. Even worse,
Jack's.
Red Baron.
Whatever was on sale.
That's pretty much what it was. Like especially when I was first starting out. If I got near an oven, it was a pizza in it a lot. Because I was like, there was a hot second where I was like basically living in my car. I had a home, but when I went on the road, I would just stay. Like I didn't drive back.
Dude, when I first moved to New York, I was so broke. I lived on popcorn.
I'm surprised you were able to afford popcorn for like four days in New York.
Like days in a row, popcorn was the only thing I.
Which is insane.
A giant bag of it, so cheap,
it's so cheap,
and a half a cup is like, oh, look at all this popcorn.
And but a movie theater's like, it's $48 to have a popcorn.
After a couple of weeks, I was like, I don't feel good at all. No, it's like, I feel really bad.
Every
right
time
now.
I go to the movies and I eat popcorn, because what happens is they go like this. They're like, yeah, popcorn's fucking $30, but you can have as much as you want. And that's the problem. I'll go, I got to eat enough to make it worth $30 of popcorn. So I'm eating like two large popcorn. I'm seeing Mission Impossible 14, and I'm just like, I'm here mostly for the popcorn.
But I am like, I can't afford salt. I ran out.
I got nothing.
It's just popcorn.
Can't, dude. I just feel like popcorn for me. If I have popcorn at the house now, I just.
What is popcorn at the house? Is it microwave?
My buddy bought me this like beautiful like thing where you can like stir it up and do it right.
Stir it up.
Yeah. So you put the kernels in it.
Oh, like
yeah, it's like a real like a pop, like a real one of those things where
like
it's
a
like
kettle.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like beautiful and amazing. But like the amount of times I used it was. Once, like they gave it to me, I used it, and I was like, "This was amazing. I'm gonna use it all the time." And then it just fucking sat. I'm too about simple.
I have like a small theater style popcorn machine in my basement.
You call me bougie, bitch.
For the record, I had this thing well before I had a comedy club.
Okay. Right?
But it's on the cart. It has like two wheels, the bed. It's the thing that pops the
serious
doors.
Serious business.
Right. And it's great. But it's always downstairs and it is out of sight, out of mind. But when you go down for a movie, you're like, oh, here we go. So
when you like, awesome. Like when you say the phrase, when you go down for a movie, like. Everyone already knows, like, yeah, this rich piece of shit.
that's not even.
You said go down.
Because I put a screen in my basement.
You said basement, and you have stairs.
You have a basement.
You have a basement.
The fact that you have a basement.
And it's prepared for movie watching and not awesome just like sporting loose.
Events and sporting events.
Yeah, but not just like loose tools.
You've watched Chiefs on it?
I have. It's lovely. I really love it. And I'm all for it. I'm so about it. I have watched Chiefs, and I
did you see a Super Bowl or just an opening game? You were both?
No, we watched the opening game. If you remember, we were here. It was it was like Baltimore versus Kansas City. It was a big game, and you brought me in a night early to hang out, and. It was very funny because
it was Friday, Saturday. The game was Thursday.
Exactly, it was a Thursday night.
Let's not do a Thursday show. Just come in and watch.
Kick it, and I said,
"We'll just do
yeah.
something local."
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
and came in, hung out, and then what I loved is that it was like all these Chiefs fans who were like watching the game to watch the game like a person, and then I watch the games like I watch every game, which is like a gambling fanatic. Where I'm literally like, oh, fuck, I just need Kelsey to catch one more. Just one more catch from Kelsey. And then I'm like, I was leaning into people who are just regular Chiefs fans. And I'm like, hey, you got any idea how many passes that Lamar has completed? Like, like, what do you mean? I'm like, how many passes has Lamar Jackson completed tonight?
Well, so I think some of those people have gotten into sports betting on small amounts.
It's spreading out.
They're small amounts, mm-hmm. but I think a couple of my friends are putting out some more than others. But
you know what it is? I think it's becoming a lot more like prevalent in just the whole country, like DraftKings. ESPN is taking bets now. Like in most parts of the country, it is pretty acceptable to just gamble on sports. But in certain states, you can't. Like I'm in California, it's still not allowed. It's illegal. I have a bookie.
You can sports. I think they just passed it in Missouri. Did they just pass that in Missouri? Yeah. Can we get it? But
I also love that you're on the line. You like this club is so close to the border.
Yeah.
So you can gamble. You can just walk away.
You can buy weed in Missouri, but sports bet in Kansas. It's not legal in Missouri. It wasn't. Okay. So,
in Kansas, gamble.
Yeah.
Don't smoke weed, though. No. But Missouri.
Yeah.
Don't gamble. So
you can gamble
smoke
all,
weed.
You can gamble away all your money. You can lose all your money, but you can't get high.
Don't get high afterwards. You son of a bitch.
And you owe us 4%. Of everything you lost.
You lost it and you owe us extra. You lost and you owe us extra.
Oh, my God. That's gambling.
I love it. I love gambling. Like, it's so fun. I like cards. I like all that stuff. It's just something that, like, it's...
We've played cards before. We actually met in Vegas for wrestling stuff. Was it AEW? The Double or Nothing 2021.
And what a great pay-per-view.
Yeah, we had a night downtown Vegas and
what a good time.
You had your tickets. I had my ticket and stuff. We hung out after the city.
What
it was
a blast,
good.
Dude. Yeah. I love that stuff. And you went to Mania and stuff like that. Like, I think I got trapped. Like, when I was 14, I don't know what happened, but my brain just stayed there forever. And I'm just like, fine. I love all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trapped. I'm like... pro wrestling, comic books, like, I want all that stuff. It's just like, that's what makes me happy. And I think that, like, so many people...
Your girlfriend, right?
Yes, absolutely.
She into all that, too, at least some of the nerds?
No, hates all of it.
Superhero, all of it?
Hates it.
Okay.
And that's what's so fun about it, where I'm literally like, I just have my stuff, and she has her stuff. And what's so funny is I'm so accommodating to her stuff. But she still hates my stuff. Like, she'll be like, babe, we're going to watch the new 90 Day Fiance. And I'm like, bet. And then I'll sit and watch that. And then if I'm like, and there's like a new Stranger Things that's like going to come out. And she'll be like, no.
Oh, my God. I'm at kind of the butt end of a Stranger Things binge.
Oh.
Like, I am on
You're catching up.
Here's the thing. I watched, from what I could gather... I watched about 10 and a half seasons.
But no, there's not that much.
Hold on. There's 11 actual seasons.
Of Stranger Things?
There's 11.
No, there's 4.
No. I'm sorry. Stranger Things. I was thinking what? Walking Dead. I've been watching so much Walking Dead that you say Stranger Things. Different. And I'm like, he said Walking Dead.
Look, zombies. That sounds right.
I got it in.
Oh, I had, honestly, I love
it's
that.
That's all I can think about.
I watched a ton of Walking Dead. I had to put it down.
I'm excited.
Like a zombie guy, too. I love all the zombie stuff. George Romero, all that stuff. I love it so much. Like, Dawn of the Dead is one of my favorite movies. Like, I love that movie.
Yeah.
But it's just strange. Like, Walking Dead goes and goes. It just goes and goes and goes.
I'm really questioning a couple of these episodes in the 11th season.
I mean, and here's the thing. 11? Like...
And then they have some post-movies, and like...
I can't.
Because
how... Now they're just doing more. There's like seasons of new shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Hey, make money.
All I wanted to do was go watch Michonne find, look for Rick. Right? Because that's the last thing. And I watched, and I realized I stopped watching right about the time I opened the club. Shortly after. Once the club, just so much busy with
so
that.
You're like, I got
to
catch
up. Fell off. And then I went back a little bit. And I watched. I don't know if it just kept coming out. And I just wasn't watching it.
It just continued to come out.
And so like, I just was like, I want to watch Michonne look for Rick. That's what I want to see what happens here. Like, it's been...
I bet you could have just not watched all that extra shit and still...
Yeah. I could have, JC, but this is what happened. I was going to do that.
And then?
My son was like, so I'm just going to watch the very end of this show. And I'm like, oh, my God. Do you know what you're asking me to do,
what a
bro?
Good dad. Like, what a good dad. Because I think I probably would have told him to fuck off.
Well, here's what's funny. So for like a week plus straight, first week of summer.
Sat into it.
All we did was watch Walking
Lay
Dead.
Lay into
just,
it.
We just had, dude, he's a
head crunching.
He's a coffee addict now. He's addicted to caffeine.
How old your son?
11.
11?
We're staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock.
Remember all that good you dad know, shit I was saying there?
It's the first, I don't let him drink soda. They don't have caffeine.
Oh, yeah. And then like, he's having a cappuccino at 11 p.m. like, throw the fucking zombies on, Papa. I'm ready to watch Rick lose his fucking hand.
Dude, my 11-year-old said, can we watch this until it's sunrise? Until it's daylight? My little guy wants to see daylight. He wants to watch zombies until the sun comes up,
and I'm like, this is my little buddy.
And I'm a hardcore. But if I'm watching something, I want to watch it.
My little buddy.
So when he started passing out at about 11, I'm like, bro, wake up.
Let me get a pot.
Wait.
I'm gonna brew a pot up. I got it.
I got you. A little brown sugar, a little milk. It's good. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
And now he's like,
so he goes,
and the only way, he's like, he's Italian now. He's like, and now I wake up every day like this because my papa making me feel very happy and awake.
So he's like 9 seasons nonstop, and then he's like, I want to go play video games,
bro.
I'm like, you can't. So like,
he can though.
So a day and a half of him like kind of, and I'm like, I want to continue. This is what a binge is. A binge is you finish what you start. You can't just stop. To play and expect me to sit here,
stop,
like
explaining a binge to your child. This is what a binge is.
Don't we you have, know what a binge is?
We have the bag. We have to finish the bag. What are you doing? You can't do that to your child. You can't. You're treating it like you got a bag of cocaine with your kid, and it's The Walking Dead. Listen, we paid for it, so we're going to snort it. Like, what are you doing? Listen, there's no way out of it.
No.
Because we can't put it away, and we can't call the guy and get more, you know? It's here.
Oh, no. I just taught my kid how to be a drug addict.
Just a touch of a drug addict. Just a touch.
Oh, my God.
But I hope that he turns it into, like, fandom.
He did, and so that's how we spent this. So I'm just wrapping it up by myself. And he's joining in here and there.
That's good.
And
at least he's part of it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
at
it.
At first, he wanted to not watch it and get mad at me for watching it. And I'm like, you can't. Like, I'll wait for you, but only so long, bro.
That's nice of you. Like, yeah. Daddy, like, so I'm gonna do it. I'm doing a restart. My girl,
you got a little. I'm fiending.
You need a little touch.
Little touch.
He's a little pick me up. He's a little fucking Walking Dead.
What's hey, that Papa, they take hey, to Papa, get off heroin? What's the stuff to get off heroin?
He's just doing a little. Is it methadone?
Methadone. See, going to the methadone
what's
clinic.
Methadone? You make him watch The Night of Living Dead. Yeah, I just need to clean up, man. I just need to sit back and watch Dawn of the Dead. Hey, man, I'm just trying to get clean, man. Just put on Day of the Dead. You know what I mean? Just give me the good stuff. And me and my girl are gonna jump into Stranger Things.
How much of that have you watched?
All of it.
Okay.
Every drop of it. Love it so much. She hasn't watched any of it, and I tried to get her to watch it early on. She was like, but she also wasn't a person who liked horror movies and stuff, and I love that shit.
So you're gonna make her watch Stranger Things?
No, so she's fully got into the horror movie stuff. I eased her in, and like she likes horror movies and stuff.
Nice massage.
We just saw Bring Her Back.
Is that good?
Fantastic. It's the next movie from the guys who did Talk to Me. Did you watch that? Australian horror guys?
Maybe not.
Holy shit. Check it out. So cool. But she'll come to all these horror movies with me. We went and watched Dangerous Animals.
Did you see Barbarian?
Hell yeah, I saw Barbarian.
Okay, so somebody says to me, they go, Barbarian, I watched that. I was like, how was it? They go, it was really good. Horror movie. Great horror movie.
Fantastic.
And like, but so I just take that as a fun. I didn't ask any more questions than that.
Woo,
so,
what a great way to walk into that movie.
So I was like, hey, kids, I heard of a good horror movie. We should check it out.
Kids, holy shit! Barbarian is wild ride.
It started off like such a good, just like you know, with
real
the Airbnb.
Real cash.
Oh, there's a creepy person in the basement.
There's a creepy door. What's behind that creepy door?
What am I looking at?
It devolved into like giant titty monster.
I've never had a movie leave a burning image in my. The only thing.
Oh my that god!
Took, and I until it was over when I researched and like what took it out was seeing that it was even a man in a women's. So it was so not a woman. It wasn't even a woman. The most disturbing.
Amazing. Amazing. That movie is like so captivatingly scary. I love so much.
I don't even scary. Yeah, but just disturbing. I mean,
there's a couple of moments it's in that disturbing. Movie that are really scary. Like, because they, you know, when they bring in the Skarsgård, yeah. You know, whenever you bring in somebody who's a Skarsgård, you're like, that person's going to stick around in a movie. I love when movies do that to you when they're like, hey, we bring in the big actor and then they die.
They can only afford that.
It started like the first one, the one that sticks with me the most, Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, wow. That's old, right?
That one stays with me so much.
Fishburne?
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
And they bring him in. They bring him in for about half the movie and they give him a moment. And it's like such a trope now. They do it all the time. It's like this moment that they build in movies now. Where a character starts to give a giant monologue,
yeah,
and then they fucking kill him during it, and I fucking love it. Like, I went back and watched Deep Blue Sea because I was telling the guy who opens up for me all the time is Noah Kopfer, and my girl are both younger. They're in their 20s, and they hadn't seen it. And I was like, we gotta fucking watch this fucking movie. I'm like, deepest bluest. But what's funny is I made them listen to the LL Cool J theme song from Deep Blue Sea first. Because if you remember in the 90s when they were making horror movies, there was a hot minute where just rappers
were in
the movie doing their first acting thing. And then they made like a horror movie rap about it. And those are fucking pitch perfect. Busta Rhymes did a Halloween H2O rap. Oh, yeah. And go back and listen to it. He's like, Michael, like, what the fuck is happening? LL Cool J, he has a song. It's called Deepest Bluest. You can't find it on Spotify. You have to go search. I had to YouTube go find it. I had to YouTube it. There's this line in it where he goes, deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin.
Oh my god.
Now think about what that line means. That means he's wearing his hat this way, where the his hat's
just
up here. It's like a shark's fin. It makes no goddamn sense. He doesn't wear the hat like that in the music video. That's my favorite thing. I like songs that make no sense. Like John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
There's a line in that song. It's an iconic song. You'll know it right away, right? You know Jack and Diane. Little ditty about Jack and Diane. There's a line in it that I can't escape it. He goes, sucking on chili dogs outside the tasty freeze. And you're like, why are you sucking on it? It doesn't make any sense. Why are you blowing this chili dog?
Why wouldn't you blow the chili dog?
No, I get what he's saying, but at the same time, like, that means he's talking about eating a chili dog like, I know, I can't let any of this chili fall out of my mouth.
We'll get three more.
Hey, who's that guy blowing that chili dog over there? That's John Cougar Mellencamp. When he's done getting it off, we'll take a picture.
All right, we got 1 minute on. I mean, we got 1 minute here. I know. We'll get you back. We'll do this again soon. What do you got coming up? Where can people find you? Quick,
JC Comedian on TikTok, on Instagram, and then in July on July 18th and 19th, I will be at the Riot Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas.
Oh, nice.
I love that club.
That'll be fun.
So fun. Done their comedy festival. Just super excited to be back in Houston. Last time I was there, it was just banger shows. Can't wait to come back here, though, baby. JC, this is my shit. I love you.
I love you. I'm glad we got you in town.
Come on.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, baby.
Bye.
Bye.